Excuse me, sorry, just... Oh my goodness. I'm really sorry. Excuse me. No, it's okay if I just move to the very back. My stop is pretty far away. Excuse me. Yeah, I just need a little bit of space. Yes. Excuse me. Hi. Sorry about that. Just give me. Okay, thanks. Great. Sorry. It's a really crowded train. It's always the worst, isn't it? I usually come in a little bit earlier, but it's just one of those days, you know? Yeah, so now I'm basically pressed up against you. This is a little bit embarrassing. Are you okay over there? Yeah? You're not feeling too tight over there, are you? Okay, good. Yeah, it's, where are you stopping? Yeah. No, I mean, where are you getting off? Oh, okay. I'll be getting off a little bit sooner than you, so I guess it's a little perfect that we're squished here. Sorry. There's just someone rude behind me. My bad. Didn't mean to, really invade your personal space. Even though, there's absolutely no more space for me to invade. Really embarrassing. Sorry, am I too close? I mean, I could try just pushing people back, but honestly, I'm just not comfortable with any of that. Yeah, some of these guys can be a little bit of assholes, really. Thanks for understanding. Plus, I have my backpack, so it's already kind of hard. I mean, turning around. Yeah. No, it's fine. It's okay. I might actually be able to, like, turn, my backpack a bit, but we'll have to wait for an opportunity. Maybe when the, train opens up again, hopefully there'll be more people leaving, but, I mean, I've been here for a while now, so I'm pretty sure it's not gonna be the case. How are you holding up over there? Good? Okay, cool. I hope you don't mind. I'm really, really pressed tight against you. This is really embarrassing, but... I mean, I'm actually trying not to breathe and stop my chest from moving, but it's really difficult, especially when you've just ran a couple blocks just to make it to the station on time. If it's even on time, I'm really, really running late. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to knock you over there with my watch. I hope you're fine. Yeah, I was just trying to see what time it was. I didn't mean to put my wrist over there. It is what it is with tight spaces, you know? Yeah. I hope you're okay. You're okay, good. Okay, I didn't mean to, hurt you. Well, I didn't actually even mean to hurt you down there, but yeah, so I guess my wrist is stuck between us right now. I'll try not to rub up against you too much, but it is a little bit hard. I mean, not rubbing up against you, not... Well, maybe you are a little bit hard. Yeah, I mean, I can feel it a little bit, but I don't really mind in this context. I mean, I'm pressed up against you. My tits have been rubbing against your chest for a while. Your cock is hard. My wrist is up against you. Trust me, this is not on purpose. I mean, I could move a little bit, but again, I just really don't want to knock off someone behind me. Yeah, I just don't want any trouble, you know? So I'm just gonna try and back up a little bit, just slowly. Okay, it's a little bit of breathing room. Is that okay? Can you breathe a bit? I'm sorry I squished you in this corner. It's really, really, really not my intention to make you hard accidentally. Yeah? Are we cool? Okay, good. Because, I have one problem. Yeah. I don't know if you can tell, but my jacket is vibrating. Yeah, I have a friend who's supposed to call me at this time, and I can't really reach my phone at the moment because my hands are, like, already squished by the other gentleman right next to me, so if you could just help me grab my phone, it's in my jacket. No, not the outer pocket, the inner pocket. Yeah, it's against the lining of my jacket. Yeah. That's a little too low. I think you should go up a little bit higher. Yeah. Yeah, chest level, I'd say. Okay. Yeah, you feel it? You feel it? Yeah, it's right there. And, oh, shit. Sorry. I didn't mean to. Someone pushed me from behind. I don't know, maybe it's a bump in the train. I don't recognize. I just really need to answer this phone call, so could you please just grab the, exactly. Just grab my phone. Okay. Thanks. No, trust me, if I was wearing a bra, it would be more difficult to move, actually. So thankfully, there's a little bit of leeway there. Oh, right. That's true. You shouldn't know that. My bad. So can you just hand me the phone? You could just drop it where my hand is right now? Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's crotch level. You could do it. It's okay. I'll be able to catch it. Trust me. And gotcha. All right. Thanks. So if you could just give me a little more space if you can. Okay. Thanks. I really don't want to push this other dude behind me. He's really feeling a little rough. Okay. Thank you. Hello? Hi. Hey, I'm so sorry. I wasn't... Yeah, I woke up late. No. It's all right. I'm a little bit squished over here, actually. It's pretty tight. Yeah, I really, really had a hard time today coming in. Yeah. No, it's okay. I can come a little earlier if you schedule it in that time, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to come earlier, actually, if there's a possibility. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'll be getting off in, like, the next 3 stops, I think. No, trust me, this train is feeling really extra tight right now. I don't even know if I could get off at the right time. So if you could just find a way to move the schedule forward so I can, you know, I could come a little earlier than the clients and I, you know, I'd be able to impress them a little bit. Yeah. Yes, I'm wearing that outfit. Mm-hmm. Really tight dress. No, I'm not wearing a bra. But that's only to, like, impress them. You know what I mean? I mean, it is a modeling contract. Should be able to let them know that I'm comfortable with almost anything, really. Yeah. I mean, I'm wearing a jacket, so I'm safe. Yeah. I'm just trying to keep my voice really low. Only one dude can hear me, but this dude seems really nice. He hasn't tried anything on me yet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. I'll be safe. Yeah? Okay. I'll be coming then early. I'll be getting off soon. Bye. Okay. Sorry about that. Oh no. I dropped my phone. Shit. Well, I don't want this phone to move anywhere. So, let's just wait for a stop. I'm gonna need you to move your foot a little bit wider. Just so you can, you can stop the phone from moving. Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you so much. I've been giving you such a hard time. I'm really, really sorry about that. Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm just going to move a little bit later. When the train stops, yeah. Okay, well, can you look out for me? Because I'm really not feeling this dude behind me. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to turn around and grab my phone. Stuck down here. Yeah. I'm just gonna wait for a little bit of movement. the guy left, right? The guy left, yeah. So this position is a little awkward. Hope you don't mind me leaning against your upper thighs for a bit. Yeah, I know this is the most awkward position, but I literally can't lift myself up right now. There's one dude in his bag blocking me. Yeah, so I guess I'm bent over like this right now, huh? Well, I can tell you right now that your thighs are saving my ass. Well, yeah. Okay, well, I think I can lift myself up. Can you hear me, by the way? Okay, cool. I'm just gonna lift myself up a little bit. Sorry if I'm grinding up against you. I really don't mean to. This has to be, like, the most awkward train ride for you, huh? There. Oh, that feels much better on the back, doesn't it? Sorry, I wasn't able to stretch. I literally just rushed out of my house. So now, forgive me if I have to, like, make weird sounds while I stretch while I can. Fuck. That feels good. Well. Finally. Second stop. Second to the last stop, I mean. What about you? Weren't you supposed to leave earlier? Oh, you're trapped here, and you just didn't want to leave? I'm so sorry. Well, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna leave at the... Okay, alright. You're gonna leave at the last stop with me. Alright, that's good. It's good that there's a little more space now. Most of the people leave on this stop anyways. Yeah, it's really perfect. Because I can actually now get to finish you. You didn't think I'd notice. Your cock is so hard. You rubbed off against me so many times. I know, it's a surprise, isn't it? You little pervert. Oh, don't worry. Don't feel bad. I may have been doing it on purpose. Wanting you to touch me. Wanting you to know that my tits are completely bare, no bra underneath. Wanting you to feel my tight ass. My hands rubbing up against your cock, making it a little hard. Oh, bad. Don't worry. You can't go anywhere now. You're not leaving. Not until I get to finish you, really. So why don't you pull that zipper of yours? Show me your cock. Because I can tell by the way that I was grinding up against your cock. By the way that my hands was rubbing up against you. By the way that your cock twitched every time I said I'd come early or that I'd get off soon. You want this, don't you? You want this so badly. Well, you're lucky because I'm about to give you what you want. I'm gonna make you come right here and right now. You're not going anywhere. You played right into my trap. And you're going to enjoy every second of it. Like you've had for the past couple of minutes, actually, since I've stepped into this train and right next to you. So just relax and let me finish you off. Stroke this nice, big cock up and down. Every inch touched. Every inch properly serviced. Because that's what you want, don't you? You want me to just grind up against your cock, or you want me to stroke you properly, hold on to this shaft nice and firmly while I stroke you up and down, maybe rub my thumb against the head of this cock, enjoying the shape and its size, maybe have a little bit of pre-cum dripping down my thumbs. You are so fucking cute when you're all flustered like that. And even if you say you've got no choice, even if you say you're trapped, you could easily just push me away, but you're not. Because you want this. You want me to play with your cock. You want me to finish you off before we get to the last train stop. That's it. Keep giving your cock to me. You're almost thrusting your hips so desperately. You want to come for me, don't you? You want to give me every drop of that cum stored in your heavy balls? You want to give me exactly what I want? Yeah? I'm going to lift up my dress a little bit. And you're going to come right here. You're going to shoot that cum all over my thighs. So I can have a little bit of a souvenir before I go. That's it. That's it. Give it to me. Because it's so hot, isn't it? The thought and the act of a nice hot woman pushing herself up against your body, grinding herself against you, whether that's innocently or quite really directly. Fuck, the way your cock is twitching. You're gonna come hard for me? Yeah? You're gonna give me every drop of that cum? Yeah? Good. That's it. Give me your cum. Give me every drop of this sweet, sweet cum. That's it. That's it. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Otherwise, if we get to that last stop, I'm just gonna stop right then and there. That's it. That's it. Come for me. Come for me. Come. Good. Good, 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 good. Oh, My cum feels so nice and warm and sticky. Giving me a nice little souvenir before I go. Oh, poor you. You look like you need to breathe a little bit. Don't worry. No one will be able to see this. I've made sure. I have trapped a couple of men like you already in the past, so I haven't been caught yet. Nor will I ever be caught. Because you wouldn't tell anyone, right? In fact, you're gonna spend the next couple of days standing in this exact same spot, waiting for me, waiting and hoping that you'll see me again. But we'll see about that. If I like you enough, then maybe. If I don't, I'll move on to somewhere else. Until we meet again. Maybe. This is my stop.